So when reading the first reading today, I recall the recent memory when we were climbing that steep, the Crown Mountain outside of Las Vegas itself. They call it the Cathedral Rock because it looked like a steeple of the cathedral. And in the beginning, of course, I didn't plan to go hiking. I was just planning to spend time with my former community, the Redemptorists. Then one day they just said, let's go hiking. So I didn't have proper shoes and everything like that, you know. And I said, well, it's technically only 2.1 miles from the bottom up to the top. How hard can it be? I was wrong, you know. Like by the time we reached Midway, my feet were hurting, walking like with improper shoes over rocks and rough terrains and everything. And the air get thinner and thinner and thinner toward the point like I go like, when will we ever reach the top? And there were times where we were very unprepared, right? We didn't bring enough water or enough sustenance and everything. We think we could do it. Toward the point when we reached the top, we said, whoa, how did we make it, you know? But sometime it's just one step toward the next. And imagine this, even with our shoes now, we have much better walking equipments than people in the past. But that is what it means when we hear the psalm said, let us climb the mountain of the Lord. Let us go to Mount Zion. It's not an easy journey. It's not a touristic journey. It's a hard journey climbing up to Mount Zion, right? The journey of meeting God, ascending to Him, and transcending all of the hardship that are in front of us as we walk toward the Lord. Walking toward the Lord, lifting up our heart, it's not an easy journey. It's a journey that requires us sometimes stepping one step after another. A journey of freeing ourselves from the lesser things of this world, the disheartening things, and sometimes the tiring parts of life as well. But that's what it means to lift up our heart and get our heart fixated on the Lord. And this is what the journey of faith called each and every one of us to do. And that's why the disciples or the 12 were sent out to preach repentance. We hear in the gospel reading today, all of the miracles, all the things that Jesus sent the 12 out to do were only for one purpose, to preach repentance, that the gospel will set people free, and that the kingdom of God is at hand. What does repentance mean? The conversion of heart, the changing of our lives, our attitude, everything we have, letting them go. And sometimes it's the radical 180 degree turn toward back the Lord. Repentance is what Jesus won for each and every one of us. And we are on the edge of a journey of Lent, the journey of repentance, the journey of letting go, the journey of dying to ourselves and walking alongside the pains, the suffering, the passion of Jesus Christ, so that we can know how much it means to be loved by Him. So repentance is not something in the future, something selective, something optional for us to do when it's convenient for us. Repentance begins now at each and every one of us choose to ascend to the mountain of the Lord, to let go of everything that holds us back, so that we can lift our hearts up to Him who loves us.